Oi oi, it's your boy, the world's foremost fighting game critic, Jack Slack, and we're here to talk about Street Fighter VI, which I've been playing for the last couple of days, or whenever, you know, since it came out. I put Tears of the Kingdom on the back burner, I tried Street Fighter, I said, God, I hate Street Fighter, it's so not good as Tekken. And then I discovered the modern controls, and that made my life a lot easier. Don't have to destroy my fucking directional pad to execute moves. I mean, it's great fun. I'm having good fun with it. I'm finally learning about footsies and all that shit. And they made Zangief's throws one button, which is fantastic for me. It used to be like a double half circle of the D-pad to get the spinning pile driver. But yeah, super impressed with Street Fighter VI. Presentation's fantastic. Haven't gone into like all the making your own avatar bollocks. I've just been playing straight up fights against people. I haven't gone into the story mode or the world tour or whatever it is. I do like the hub where things take place. They've got a section of the hub with Street Fighter 2 and Final Fight and a couple of other old games there that you go over and play on the arcade machine within the game, which is such a flex that they do nowadays. I mean, I think it was Yakuza Like a Dragon, which everyone was telling me to play for a while, and I didn't tell anyone, but I had been playing it. They put the whole of Virtua Fighter 4 in their game, which is, you know, just would blow the mind of someone back when that came out. It's also a big flex on what content you own as a company. Like, the one I always talk about is Wreck-It Ralph 2. It's just Disney's victory lap of the culture. Everything is in that film. Like, they own all the brands and everything to do with anything. And it all turns up. It's a fucking terrible film too. But yeah, you come out of that film feeling like, man, we really do be living in the Disney dystopia. So who have I played on Street Fighter VI? I've played exclusively Luke because he's the tutorial character and the Geef. I need to play Honda because my main on Tekken is Ganryu. He fucking rocks. Tried a bit of Dhalsim. Not a huge fan. Haven't tried Guile yet, who I did used to play a bit back in the day. And all these new ones, I was like, I'm not getting invested learning a new one if I can play Zangief. Who needs combos? All you need is the missile dropkick aerial move and his little hopping knee forwards, which you then grab the pile driver off. Especially if you whiff it. And he's got armor now, which is also cool. But I was reading something by, can't remember who it was, some fighting game nerd. He had rules for, or his like basic rules for learning how to get good at any fighting game. And the focus was like learning the systems of the game, so like the drive. What's it called? Drive impact? All the drive functions of Street Fighter, rather than like focusing on learning combos or shit like that. And I tried to put that into action while trying out this game, and it's really, yeah, it's been quite helpful. Because I'm one of those people who like, it's the fighting game equivalent of saving all your potions and ethers and elixirs and whatever for the big boss, and then no boss is actually big enough. You end up at the last boss and you've got hundreds of potions that you never used. That's what I enjoyed about like The Witcher on harder modes. You had to go and make the potions and you had to use them. But yeah, I've got that with fighting games. I don't like watching my meters or my bars and using them, because I'm like, what if I need it later? And then you never do. You get wiped out in like 30 seconds. And it could have saved you. But anyway, enough about Street Fighter VI. It's a fun game. Recommend you try it. I do need to get back to Tears of the Kingdom and beat Ganon's ass. I was making good progress on that. And the people of Hyrule are probably like, where's he gone? Fight stuff. What you're here for, I imagine. A smattering of content this weekend. A smear of content across this weekend. Some good fights somewhere. Some good fights at the UFC, actually. This is a nice break from the really terrible cards. Still a Macy Barber co-main event, which isn't ideal. But there's a couple on here that are interesting.